The promenade. Dawn had not yet come, but the promenade was far from still. People stood in knots on streets and corners, murmuring, some weeping, and for the first time I noticed the tension that filled the city, as it must have since the sun had turned black the day before. The city was never quiet at night, but by the sounds that I could hear on the wind, many of its denizens had not slept the night before. A good number must have risen to wait for the sunrise, perhaps in hopes of seeing a change in the sun's condition. There were none of the usual vendors about, and no one at Art Row, though it was still too early for that, but I could hear the pilgrims. Many more than usual seemed to have gathered, kneeling on the bricks and murmuring prayers to the Grey Lady in her dawn guise, hoping she would save them. Shiny and I made our way along quietly, keeping close to buildings rather than crossing the promenade. That would have been faster. The White Hall was directly across from us, but also more conspicuous, even amid the milling crowd. Most villagers knew better than to enter those parts of the city frequented by visitors. But doing so was a good way to get rousted by the order keepers. They would be tense today, and a good many of them were young hotheads who would just as soon take Shiny and me into an empty storehouse to deal with themselves. We needed to reach the White Hall itself, where they were more likely to do the proper thing and take us in. I had discarded my makeshift stick, as it was too much of a giveaway. I barely had the strength to hold it, anyhow. A fever had sapped what little energy I'd gained from resting in the village, forcing us to stop frequently. I walked close behind Shiny, holding on to the back of his cloak so that I could feel it when he stepped over an obstacle or skirted around milling folk. This forced me to keep low and shuffle a bit, which added to the disguise, though I could feel that Shiny hadn't done the same, walking with his usual stiff-backed, upright pride. Hopefully no one would notice. We had to pause at one point while a line of chained people came down the street with push brooms, sweeping the bricks clean for the day's business. Debtors, most likely, only a step away from life in the ancestors' village themselves. Working despite the tension in the city. Of course, the Order of Etempus would not disrupt the city's daily functions, even under a god's death sentence. Then they were gone, and Shiny started forward again and abruptly paused. I bumped into his back, and he put back an arm to push me aside, into the doorway alcove of a building. Unfortunately, he touched the broken arm in the process. I managed not to scream, but just barely. "What is it?" I whispered, when I'd regained enough self-control to speak. I was still panting. It helped me feel cooler, given the fever. "More order keepers are patrolling," he said tersely. "The promenade must have been crawling with them. They did not see us. Be still." I obeyed. We waited there long enough that Shiny's morning glow began. Irrationally, I worried that it would somehow draw the lights, even though no one had ever seen the glow of his magic but me. Though perhaps it would work in our favor and draw some godling instead. I jerked back, blinking and disoriented. Shiny held me up, bracing me against the door. "What?" I asked. My thoughts were blurry. "You collapsed." I took a deep breath, shivering before I could help myself. "Just a little farther. I can make it." "It might be best if..." "No," I said, trying to sound firmer. "Just get me to the steps. I can crawl from there if I have to." Shiny obviously had his doubts, but as usual, he said nothing. "You don't have to go in with me," I said as I recovered. "They'll just kill you." Shiny sighed and took my hand, a silent rebuke. We resumed our careful movement around the circle.